I think it's just, again, just out of respect to a lot of players. If we know for certain one way or the other, we'll make the decision as soon as we can. But there's no specific set date. You know, it's up to us. But again, we're not going to take things down to the wire if we don't need to. You know, the minute that we've made a decision and we know for certain and we feel we don't need to see anybody play anymore and the decision's set, no matter how they play the next day or the day after, we'll advise, you know, we'll tell the players at that point. It's only fair to them.
Alex, what's the most pleasing aspect of this camp today?
Well, I was going to blurt out a word, but then I figured it'd be a jinx, so... you know what? I'm not that superstitious anyways. Health. So,
oh, no.
There we go. Yeah. So, you know what? If it's going to happen, if I thought I had that kind of power, I'd say win the World Series, and then we'd win. So, but no, I'd say the fact that, again, you know, you just can't put too much stock in spring training stats and performance. And, you know, we have so much of a track record with all these guys, minor league stats, big league stats, performance, that – you know, the sample sizes, the at-bats, the innings pitched. You want to come out of camp healthy, and knock on wood, we really haven't had any major injuries.
For the continuing presence of Hutch, Diaz, and Gomes, guys like that, is that a reward for what they've showed you this spring?
With Diaz and Gomes, just because of what their roles are going to be in the minor leagues, you know, they're looked at a little bit more as utility type bench players and so on, so there's value to them being here, and it's that type of role. Other guys that need to get every day at bats, and it's not to say they're not going to get at bats down there, but you know, long term, that's how we see their roles, as more of a utility type guys. Hutch is more the fact that we're going to watch his innings, and normally he would be sent out if he was going to be built up to five innings and so on, but we're going to probably keep his innings down at the beginning of the year, 2 to 3 innings for the sake of argument. We haven't finalized all that yet, so he's on a five-man swing right now, five-man rotation. He's up to 3 innings. He's not going to go beyond that, so it doesn't do him any harm to be here. He's not on the 40, so if anything, you know, guys like Deck and Jenkins have a little more rope to get built up, and that's why they needed to get down there to be built up a little bit more.
Last year, there was in the last week, a big shift made, and things were changed around with Jose going back to third base and stuff, and that was something you'd been thinking about for a little while. Is there anything you're thinking about this spring that we might not be expecting?
No, we haven't talked about anything major, anything significant. You know, again, I guess even when you get into the last week, there's always a chance, you know, the last week, last 2-3 days, that trade could come up. Again, I don't see us doing anything. We're not actively talking to anybody, but again, when teams are starting to make their cuts and out of option guys are available, maybe someone becomes available. I think the last few springs, you know, we were going to get Fred Lewis at the end of spring. He got hurt, and then we got him, I think, a week into the year, 2 weeks. You know, we got Nix at the end of last spring. We needed a guy as a 25th guy on the bench. So things like that can happen. But with respect to big changes, positional changes, things like that, I would be surprised. We haven't had any dialogue at all.
There's talk back home, and Jeff Blair is talking about it, that maybe Travis goes to center and Colby's the odd man out with the way Snyder and things
are going. Zero chance. Not even a scenario. Colby's the everyday center fielder. That's not, unless he's on the DL.
We don't take your cues from Blair.
I was waiting for this last comment.
Only from you.
Do you anticipate that Eddie getting more playing time than he has the last couple of years?
Well, you know, 2 years ago he got every day at bats. He's just been hurt. And even last year, you know, there was a time where he was in and out and he started off slow. But he's, you know, last year, I don't know, total number of bats, probably, I think, 400 or so, right? Or even more, maybe close to 500. So, I mean, we expect him to get every day at bats for us. In past years, he's either hurt his wrist or something's gone on. Last year, he got off to a slow start, so some other guys got playing time. But I expect him to get every day at bats. As long as he's performing, you could say that about any player. If you're not performing, you always have the ability to not play. But right now, he was brought back, and the expectation is he'll be in there every day.
You guys always seem to be enamored with him. What do you see in him that you guys like so much?
I think it's just that there's still more there. At least we believe that there's still more there. And he's shown it to us, and he's flashed it, whether it's been for a half season or 2 months or 3 months. We all know he's got tremendous raw power. He's a guy that has the ability to work a count and take a walk. And he also has, for a power hitter, he has great hand-eye. Not a lot of swing and miss to him. So from that standpoint, and he's still young. He's 28, 29, and there's more in there. So from our standpoint, obviously it made sense to bring him back. at the contract value, things like that, to still see that there's some upside there because he's capable of doing more. And he hasn't performed poorly. It's been close to an 800 OPS 2 years in a row with now the ability to play some first, some third, a little bit of left. And continue to watch that. And he obviously can DH. So we just think there's more in there.
To Kyle or Laffey, I mean, I know you talked about the five men going into spring. Are Kyle or Laffey pushing for the rotation?
There's no question. That's why they're still here. So we haven't made a decision there. You know, Kyle's made tremendous strides. He's getting better each time out, even though, anyway, the results, not that he's putting up a shutout each time, but he's just made a lot of strides from his first outing in camp to the last outing even. Aaron Laffey's done a great job as well. He's pitched great. So I think that one's going to go down to the wire. Just because these guys deserve to continue to be here, continue to battle it out. Once we've made the decision of who we're going to go with, we'll start sending guys down. But right now, with the way they're both throwing and all the other guys, it's going to go down to the wire.
Is there a possibility that Dustin starts on the DL, but he's not strong enough?
I mean, unless he was to have some type of setback, we wouldn't plan on that. So again, he still has a few more starts left. But again, from our standpoint, I don't see it being an issue unless he was to have to skip a start or there was some issue in terms of a health standpoint.
Could he stay down and have one more start before his start on the 11th, that sort of thing?
Yeah, as the fifth starter, you could stay back a little longer because of the off day and everything like that. You have a little more time. We've done that in past years. The fifth starter, whoever that ends up being, normally stays back just to be able to stay on turn. So whoever does end up being in that five hole, they'll probably stay back.
But so that could probably...
Right?
No, he's out of options.
He's on the roster, but just
he's on the 40.
But if he's the fifth starter, then he's on the 25, man. Just doesn't come north with you?
No. If he's the fifth starter, he's on the 25, man. I mean, we still can set things up. It would depend the way it would line up. We'd probably have the guy be there for opening day.
Right, but I mean, you can't manipulate the roster to have an extra
guy on
there.
No. I mean, you can. Yeah, exactly. He's on the 20. He's at. If he's not on the 20, once you submit your roster to the league, unless he's on the DL, he's on the 25 man, or he's outrighted or released or whatever it is.
You mean like you did last year with Lich, left him back here.
Right, but he's still on the team.
He's still on the team.
Right.
But he made it up for opening day.
Right.
If Drabek did end up getting sent down, would he definitely be going to AAA, or would there be any consideration of moving to AA?
No, I mean, we've talked about that with all of our guys, and you know, if Kyle didn't make the team, Las Vegas would where he would be.
There was a bit of a storm on Twitter yesterday that I think I started. Somebody mentioned to me that Adam Lind's been one of the very worst hitters in baseball for the last 2 years, and we kind of went back and forth on that, and he hasn't, but he's been among the worst qualified hitters. So what is it that you see that you think he can get back to what he was a couple of years ago?
Well, I think the first half of last year shows you that it's in there, and we're hoping that what happened in the second half, whether it was one, he slumped, which can happen in performance, but we're hoping potentially being worn down, back, wrist, you know, all the reps at first base and the amount of time he put in spring training finally caught up to him. Again, I don't know that. If I knew for certain, I'd say, like, I'm convinced what he did in the first half is what he's going to do over a full season. So, but we know that the talent is there and the ability is there, and he showed it to us over the course of a full season in 2009. And obviously for a half season, it looked like he was back. So, you know, but he's got to go out and do it at the same time. But even with how he performed last year, he hit still 25 home runs or whatever it was and missed a month and slumped at the end. And this guy won batting titles in the minor leagues. He's always hit. So, again, but he's got to go out and do it, and it's an important year for him.
Other than Yunel in one hole and Jose in three, is it a lineup that could evolve as the season goes on, a batting order that could evolve as the season
I think so. I mean, John, obviously, he makes the decisions in terms of order and things like that. But, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I think, you know, John's creative, and he'll find ways to move guys around and put them in spots to have some success. But, you know, I'd love to believe who we break with, who we're going to have start to finish. But guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to go on the DL. Some guys aren't going to perform. So I would expect us to have multiple lineups over the course of the year just because of DL placements and guys playing a certain way.
Could a guy like Brett Laurie force his way up in the batting order?
We'd love to see everybody. We'd love to have so many good hitters that everyone's going to have to force their way. We have too many guys hitting three in cleanup or too many guys that are qualified. So, sure. I mean, I think you could say it about anybody. Anybody. I mean, Jose Bautista, you know, as started as a utility guy and as I think he was the leadoff hitter to start the year, and he found his way into the 3-4 hole. So, and no one expected that. So I think anything can happen for any one of our players, depending on what kind of year they have.
Is Lurie one of those exceptional talents that you don't have to worry about, like, rushing him into a spot in the order because he seems to have the personality he could handle anything?
Good question. I don't know. I guess I always err on the side of caution with young players. Obviously, he's confident. He believes in himself, and I'm sure he'd tell you he's not worried about anything, and he's not concerned about it. And but at the same time, I like to worry for him in terms of expectations, things like that. And he's very mature with respect to everything he's had to deal with, and being Canadian and the added microscope he's under, and performing and hype, and it's tough. And our sport's one that not that many young players come up and stay up. A lot of them get sent down. I know I say it all the time, but it's not like the NBA where you get drafted and you could be a starter out of the chute. So long term, we think he's going to be a great player, sure. But you know what? We try to protect him, as you know, whether from a media standpoint, to just worry about being a good teammate, playing the game, and not worry about all the other things. So you know, from that standpoint, if he's playing well, I don't know that he'd make too much of it if he gets moved up or down in the batting order. I think he just wants to go out and play.
I'm sure if you told him tomorrow he's prime minister, he'd go, okay, here we go.
You know what I mean? Probably. He just, okay, I'm ready to go. Whatever you got for me. I mean, look, when we told him he was changing positions, didn't have to be a long conversation. All right, wherever you want me to play. It's just, again, and this isn't, Brett hasn't told me this, but my read on it is just put me in the lineup, I'm going to be fine. And, you know, I'll be fine until I'm not. So I don't know that he would overthink anything. I think he just loves to play, and it doesn't matter where he is. Just put him in the lineup.